Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
B-Pod Studios.
Thanks for choosing Felger and Maz to entertain and inform you in the afternoon.
E-class. Felger and Maz.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
It's starting to get to the point where you're concerned that the struggle that you guys have will leak into the playoffs.
No, I'll be fine.
Why do you think that?
Because I'm here.
All right, big fella. Kyrie Irving after that atrocious loss in Chicago. We'll see. Another sort of this is the season kind of game for the Celtics. I think it's a little too dramatic. If they lose, they're right where they are, which is, boy, feels like they're in trouble, but they can always flip the switch. If they win, that maybe begins the switch-flipping process. So tonight, and Toronto, 8 o'clock, that's on our sister station, 105.7. So we got Celtics on the board, along with Robert Kraft thoughts and the Bruins. Mike in Newbury, lead us off this hour on the Celts. Go ahead.
Hey, guys. Watch all the games, and I'm a sports nerd. And by looking at the eye test versus Kyrie and Rozier, Kyrie is 100 times better player than Rozier. Look at the numbers, Kyrie's 100 times better than Rozier. Eventually, they're going to get down to a seven-man rotation. There's going to be three guards. Rozier's not going to be in that rotation. That's the end of the story.
Okay, they've already started down that road, and they've lost two straight. So, logically, I'm not arguing with you. I'm not telling you they're better without Kyrie. I'm just telling you what has happened. He bitches about his minutes at the All-Star break. He says to ESPN, I wasn't happy with my minutes with the Celtics either to start the year. I'm in my prime, and why should I be cutting my minutes? And he says, I understand why Terry Rozier has a rivalry with me. A lot of people are afraid to say it. I'm not. Since he made those comments, Irving, for the first time as a Celtic, has played back-to-back games playing 40 or more minutes. First time ever as a Celtic. Terry Rozier goes to the bench and has been hot garbage. So that's been the result after that comment in those two games. They've already started towards it and hasn't resulted in winning. Not yet, anyway.
Yeah, again, but does that make it wrong?
Just telling you it hasn't resulted. It hasn't translated like the rest of Kyrie hasn't translated.
I know, and I'm telling you that I still think the problem is that some of the young guys on this team, in terms of how it's all come together on the floor, and look, there's a lot of reasons it's gone the way it's gone. But these young guys had too much success too early, and they all think they're better than they really are. And by the way, so does Kyrie.
So, thank you.
So this whole idea of like, you know, we're going to be fine because I'm here.
You hate that comment.
I can't stand it because Kyrie can't control the defensive end of the floor. That's a LeBron comment. Like, LeBron could control the game on both ends. He just was that good. This guy can't do that. And the sooner he recognizes it, the better off they'll be.
Yeah, I don't think he believes what he's saying. He is a smart enough guy. I mean, a lot of times he's using big words that just, like, don't make sense when he puts them together, and I just think he does yammer on too much. But he is smart, and he knows what's going on with this team, and they're not happy when they even win. And that's not just us when we watch them. Marcus Morris said it. It's false bravado. He's just putting up there. I doubt that he actually believes it.
Scott and Weymouth, 30-second shot clock on the Bruins. Go.
What's up, man? All right, here we go. The Bruins are returning home tonight from a long five-game road trip. Typically, I think in all sports, means you come out flat at home in the first game. So don't hate them if they look bad tonight, but I think tonight's going to be different, and I'll tell you why for two reasons. A, due to the success of the momentum of the trip, they're returning home on fire. More importantly is B, I guess I should have made that A, there's excitement in the air. All the vets are happy no one got traded. They're staying together. And the two new guys, one local, Coyle, Weymouth kid, is going to fit in awesome, mark my words. And Johansson, you got that little buzz in the air dealing with Marchand incident. I think they're going to come out flying tonight, and they're going to debunk the first came home from the West trip. You lose. I love them tonight. And I love where this team is heading towards the playoffs. I love where they're at, Felger.
Okay, Scott. I hope you're right. It is an interesting spot. If this were Claude Julien's team, wet fart. This would be the Claude. Usually it's the Thursday night, Claude Julien wet fart night. They have actually special giveaways for that as well. But if this were no, seriously,
he had a free pair of knit boxers.
I don't know exactly what it is.
Microfiber
giveaway that night, but this would be the night.
Scotch guard.
First game back from a long road trip. You've just traded for two new guys.
Scheduled loss.
You've got a rematch with a really good team from out west who you beat last week in a really entertaining, controversial game. You would come back tonight under Claude Julien and complete dud. Complete dud. They've really sort of, since Cassie's taken over, they have very few of those. So, let's see. It's a tough spot. The first game back from the road trip is usually a tough spot for the home team, for whatever reason. But you have these guys. It's a rematch with that great San Jose game from last week. Like, let's see. Let's see what they got. You know, we talk about a prove-it night for the Celtics. This week for the Bruins, San Jose tonight, Tampa on Thursday. Two of the best teams in the league.
See, I think it has the makings of a good game. I mean, San Jose just got Nyquist. Like, if you want to talk about buzz from the deadline, they got a little too.
Okay, so there you go. Chris in Maine on the South. Hi, Chris.
Hey, guys. I have this fear in me that the Boston Celtics may be in danger of becoming the Pittsburgh Steel of the NBA. On paper, they've got a great team. They can play for stretches. They look great. But when push comes to shove, on any given night, they can be had by almost anybody.
It's a nice analogy, and you're leaving out the biggest one. Just living on past glory. Just that whole Steeler thing. It's all from that run in the 70s, and it just reeks. The whole town reeks from the farts, to use that analogy again, of those 70s Steeler fans. It's all, it permeates the air. It infests every bit of Steeler commentary, and it's part of the whole being of that franchise, living off the past. It does sound familiar a little bit.
No, I'm telling you, it's a good analogy. I mean, when you factor in, like, the egos and, you know, stuff getting in the way of the success and all of it, it's not bad.
It's a very contented fan base, I think. It's not, in my memory, they're really, really honky fans. Really honky fans. And I don't mean a disparagement of white, but I mean, like, the honks. They're those
homers.
Steelers fans. Oh, my God. Are they homers? Matt in Acton on Kraft. Go ahead, Matt.
all right, thanks. I was just thinking maybe Kraft could see this as being like a window for like to be part of the anti-human trafficking movement. First is say you're guilty. Second is take the money and resources you're setting aside to fight the court or the NFL. Use those sources to attack the human traffickers. Have Ashton Kutcher educate you. Go on Ellen saying a lot of us have been like done this, but you know we're obviously ignorant as where the chain begins. And maybe he could do some more good than he's already done.
It's an easy one. He's already donated to these causes. You know, local human trafficking, or I'm not, and I read it in the paper. I can't remember exactly what it was.
But it was back like 4 years ago.
He's already donated to these causes. So, I mean, like, that's an obvious one and an easy one. And I almost feel like that's automatic, that he's going to become a proponent for that and a big benefactor for that cause. I just feel like there's no way that's not going to happen. Cam in Taunton. Mm-hmm. What do you got for me?
Guys, it's time to start questioning whether or not Brad Stevens should just cut out to do this. I mean, we all agree he's a better X's and O's guy than Doc Rivers. But Doc Rivers' greatest attribute, in retrospect, we've all, as time has gone on, we've figured out that 08 Celtics team was a bunch of petulant children. I mean, it's been 7 years since Ray Allen left, and you can't go 6 weeks without seeing him sniping one of his old teammates or one of his old teammates sniping him in 7 years. If they were like this now, what were they like in 2008? And Doc Rivers managed to control that team. Maybe it just, we have to question. I mean, I love what Brad Stevens has done. He's by far better X's and O's guy, but he just might not be cut out to do this.
Okay.
But how about the X's and O's and the actual tactical stuff on the court? Because lately it feels like he does, or since they've been back from the All-Star break, does he have his finger on the pulse of this team? Because Marcus Morris isn't what he was the first couple of months. He should be benched. Jaylen Brown should be in the starting five. And just with Tatum's game on Saturday night in Chicago, he started off red hot, was the best player on the floor for the Celtics in the first quarter. He had, four touches or maybe three in the second half, or four more attempts that he shot in the second half, which is ridiculous. That's on the coach. Why isn't he getting the ball more? You could have said that in Game 7 of the Eastern Conference Finals. Why isn't Jason Tatum getting the ball more? So, like, that starts with the coach. So some of his decisions, just coaching-wise, never mind controlling the egos, I haven't been into him.
I'm not sure he fully knows what to do with Kyrie on or off the floor.
Yeah, isn't that really the bigger piece?
Yeah, on or off. I mean, either one.
Yes, right.
Like, because again, you know, he has a very structured system, but a clear system as to how he wants to run it. Kyrie defies all of that. Kyrie's going to have the ball in his hands a large majority of time, and everything spins off of him. So Stevens wants to preach a team offense. And then in terms of handling the ego, I'm not sure he can handle that either.
Who could? More from you right after this.
Making sense of Boston sports.
There's no catching and no throwing. Anyone can play, no matter how hopelessly unathletic they are.
Felger and Mez, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Bulls will dribble out the clock, and it will hit triple zeros. The last time the Celtics took the floor here in Chicago, they scored the biggest road win in NBA history and the biggest win in franchise history in the middle of an 8-game win streak that put them back on the map. Tonight, they return. Already fifth in the Eastern Conference, sandwiched between games against some of the elite teams in the NBA. The Celtics arrive here, go down by as many as 25, and take one of their worst losses of the year. An ugly night in Celtics Nation. The final score, Chicago 126, Boston 116.
After that pig of a game on Saturday in Chicago, they're back tonight in Toronto. Let's see. Another chance for them to get some traction. They need it. They don't get some traction in the playoffs, I'm sorry, Kyrie. You're not flipping any switches. I still think they can do it, but they got to start winning some of these games. They have to. And some of these games against the teams they're going to face. They already dropped it to Milwaukee. They dropped this one tonight. It's like, you got to prove something at this stage.
But how many of these have we said about, you know, these awful losses? Oh, this is the low point of the season.
Oh, my God,
it's
so many.
More than a handful.
So many.
Bulls Saturday night. Two against the Orlando Magic. That one before Thanksgiving at home against the Knicks. You got a Hornets one in there.
Phoenix.
The Suns at home.
The Lakers-Clippers back-to-back.
Lakers-Clippers back-to-back.
You've had almost 10 of those nights that were just unthinkable.
Stink bombs. Complete, total stink bombs. Really, they have laid some stink bombs like nobody's business. But tonight, like I will say, this could be their best win of the year on the road at Toronto.
This would be bigger than Philly, I think.
Oh, totally.
Like they own Philly.
I mean, if they could go in and win this game, like it's a statement win. It would mean something to win this game.
All right, your thoughts on all this again? Celtics tonight on 105.7 WROR, our sister station. Bruins Sharks tonight on the Hub. Derek and Foxborough on the Celts. Go ahead, Derek.
Yeah, I agree with Molly and some of the other callers. Terry Rozier needs to be benched. You look at that Chicago game. I know you guys aren't into the advanced analytics, but he had a -52 net rating in that game. A high school player could have that kind of rating. So he needs to be benched. And you don't need him because you have Smart and Hayward can anchor the second unit. So I think he's going to be DNP coach's decision in the playoffs.
Okay, how about tonight? Let's see if Stevens does something tonight after that Chicago pig roast.
Yeah, I was hoping, but Brad Wanamaker's actually going to be out with illness tonight, so you're getting Terry Rozier. By the way, in his last three games, just because it's not just, you know, eyeball test, here's stats to back it up. 5 of 26, 2 of 13 from 3, 12 points.
The last two have been particularly atrocious.
5 of 26. Wow, does that suck? That's under 20%. That blows. Holy crap, does that suck?
Billy and Marlboro, you're up next on Felger and Maz. Give me a thought on Kraft.
How you doing?
Good, Billy.
Yeah, this is a personal matter. I mean, you got to understand something. I had a family member go down to Florida.
Billy.
And what they do is they go in there and they go in there and take their money.
Billy.
They set them up.
Billy.
They take their ATMs.
William.
They take all their money, and then they set them up, and it's a terrible situation.
So you think Kraft was set up?
No, Kraft was not set up. I'm talking about the other people, like the older people that go down there that are in their 70s, 70s, and they're lonely. They go in these places, and then they get hooked up with these girls, and these girls tell them, hey, I love you, and all this. And next thing you know, the guy takes them to the MTM. They take their money from three or four times.
Billy?
Then next thing you know, the guy's getting hit up.
Okay, so thoughts and prayers to all those poor guys who got the massages there at the Orchids of Asia Day Spa. I hope they pull through. I really do. Poor guys. That's unfortunate. Just being victimized. Fred in the car, what do you make of that call and others like it?
I'm in traffic, and literally the last person I can possibly think of giving sympathy for is a goddamn billionaire. I heard a caller, someone earlier, say he'd go to Bunny Ranch. Yeah, he could have hopped on a private jet, flown to Nevada, had consensual sex because he's a billionaire. The idea that these people are crying about crap, I want him in jail. It would make me happy, click my heels to see him in jail. But the only thing I want to know is, why didn't Dan Snyder get in trouble for when he was pimping out his cheerleaders?
So, I don't know, was that ever proven?
That was the New York Times expose.
Well, no, there was a story, and I'm sorry, you cut off.
I remember that, yeah.
There was a story, but was anyone...
Yeah, I don't know if there were criminal charges or anything like that.
Or even a civil case or anything. But, so what, so now we're going to whine about another owner? Is that going to make you feel better about Kraft? If we say, well, what about Dan Snyder?
Ooh, what about Dan Snyder? See, don't deflect it. Look, and the other thing is, honestly...
You people are priceless. Well, it keeps getting better. Though these poor old guys are getting preyed upon, set up and preyed upon by the masseuses at the Orchids of Asia Day Spa on Indiantown Road. They're preying on these poor, helpless victims. Victims, I tell you. And what about Dan Snyder? Keep at it, Patriots fans. You get worse by the call.
Yeah, look, I mean, to me, quit deflecting it. The thing is what it is. Now, that said, I'm not with the caller. I don't want to see the guy in jail.
No, me neither.
Who goes to jail for this? Nobody goes to jail for this, for crying out loud, first-time offense. Like, and I'm not telling you that I sign off on it, but let's not get stupid about it either. But it's embarrassing is what it is.
What about Dan Snyder? Alex in the truck. Go ahead, Alex.
All right. What the hell is in the green Kool-Aid this year? Like, did Mr. Cosby slip something in there? Why are people so delusional about last year's team? Everybody's obsessed with last year's team. They weren't good enough. What do we just want to go back to Game 7 of the Eastern Conference Finals and lose every year?
Alex.
I don't get it.
They were good enough to make the finals last year. They just gagged it down the stretch. They were good enough to win that game.
But they weren't good enough to beat Golden State, and that's what I'm saying. Like, you're not going to win in today's NBA with the young team anymore. It doesn't work like that anymore.
Well, no, this is true. I mean, I agree with you. They weren't going to beat Golden State. They could have beaten Cleveland, and you're not going to win with a young team. Agreed. But if you wait for the young guys to get old, then you win with an old team. I mean, that's possible.
See, I don't think they're as good as you do. Like, that's the thing, is I look at it and say, you know, last year, look, it came together. It lined up right. You know, they got Milwaukee, then they got Philly, and they had Cleveland with home court in a bad year, and they almost pulled it off, but they didn't. They didn't.
But it's not that they weren't good enough. They were good enough. I'm not telling you they were a championship team last year. I'm just telling you, I'll say it for the 1,000th time. If Kyrie and Anthony Davis want to be here and will commit to being here, yes, sell everything and bring in Anthony Davis and Kyrie Irving. Fine, I'm in. They don't want to be here. So what are we doing? You're trying to convince guys to be here that it looks like Kyrie Irving's freaking miserable. Okay, it's not just that it looks like he's like not happy here or it's not working. No, he looks miserable. And Anthony Davis, I don't know how many times you have to be hit over the head with it, wants to be a Laker. So I'm not going to blow up my team for a guy that doesn't want to be here and another guy wants to be a Laker. That doesn't seem to make much sense to me. Too big of a risk. But if you can convince them all to stay and be here, then fine, I'm in. I'd also like to see Kyrie's brilliance translate to the win-loss record.
Sure.
I'd like to see that a little bit, too. So if that can start tonight, it's not too late. You can flip the switch in the playoffs like the Patriots did. Kyrie seems to think that's coming. Fine. Let's see it, big fella.
I still think there's a little too much romanticizing about last year's team.
Jim in New Hampshire, give me a Bruins thought.
How you doing? It's pretty disappointing on that with the trade deadline yesterday. I mean, they could have got Wayne Simmons for a second-round pick, and Nordstrom or Backus or one of those, because they're both doing nothing for the Bruins. I was really disappointed on that. And then they turn around and pick up Magnus Johansson. He's another cotton candy guy from Sweden.
Yeah, Simmons is a tougher player. There's no question about it. He's also not as skilled. I'm not telling you Johansson's a super skilled guy. He's just a little more skilled than Simmons. I mean, if you want to debate Simmons over Johansson, fine. I think a stronger case. I'm not all that upset because I didn't want them to overpay. I wasn't into one of these rentals. I've said that from the start. So I'm sick of giving up first-round picks for veteran guys. So I'm not all that bent out of shape about it. I think a case to be made is if all you're going to do is Marcus Johansson and Charlie Coyle, you might as well just do nothing. Like, that I get. Like, keep Donato, keep your picks, and if you're gonna if you're just gonna do B minus kind of moves, then don't do anything. Fine. Like, that's okay. But I'm not upset that they didn't empty the vault for one of these rentals. Did you have a thought there?
No, I'm okay with what they did at the deadline. Honestly, in this day and age, I'd rather have the skilled guy than the bruiser. They don't play the game that way anymore.
Yeah.
When are Bruins fans ever going to get out of this phase of go get me the big guy who can knock it through the boards?
You fall in love with that toughness. I did too. I fell in love with the thought of Wayne Simmonds being added to this team. You saw what he went for yesterday. It was next to nothing. So I was a little bit pissed yesterday, and you want a name. You know, you want fireworks at the trade deadline. But looking at the roster and how they have it looking tonight and that he's on the second line, like, well, let's see. I think it could be okay.
I think they got better. I mean, they got better at the deadline. Coyle and Johansson are representative NHL players. I'm not telling you they're great or they're game changers, but they're replacing guys who are back in Providence.
Right, I'm not looking at Trent Frederick.
Looking at Trent Frederick and Carson Kuhlman and Solari and guys. So they got better. The question is it worth the cost and does it bridge the gap? We can debate that, but I think talent-wise, they got a little better. Back to your
thoughts. Let's keep playing hockey in the 70s. That's more fun.
Felger and Mass.
Wow.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Bad losses you had this year. Where do you put this one?
Just behind me.
Already?
Yeah, it's the NBA. Trying to get to the playoffs, so that's where the fun begins.
All right, so now the regular season doesn't matter. We'll see how they approach tonight's game. For the first time ever as a Celtic, Kyrie's played back-to-back nights for 40-plus minutes. We'll see if it's three straight tonight.
Right. If regular season doesn't matter, why did he lose his mind at the end of that game in Orlando when he didn't get to take that last shot?
Well, this is what I'm saying. And after that game, he said, we can't be content to be the fifth seed. Now it's seeing the playoffs.
Because he knows it's a lost cause.
So he is quite a change of tune from Kyrie in the last month. No question about it.
I mean, to me, that's how I took it, is he's defeated.
Yeah.
He's thrown his hands up as if to say, these guys aren't responding to me. So, what's the point in getting worked up? It's useless.
Okay, we continue with your thoughts on everything. Jamie in Fitchburg. Hi, Jamie.
What's going on, fellas? I just want to have two. I'm going to make 2 points, and I'll hang up. My first one is kind of going on what Matt says, is body language. They look like a bunch of students getting caught in class cheating. They're just dejected. They're just putrid. My second point is the outlook of this team. It is absolutely bleak. I mean, a farmer doing a great person had a better outlook than these guys in the future. They're tight.
Okay, I understood every other word. He says the outlook for this team is bleak. I don't feel that way, even if they lose Kyrie and Anthony Davis. They got to sort of reset and be patient, wait for some of these guys to grow up, wait for some money to clear. But I don't think it's bleak at all. I think you're fine.
Oh, no, without Anthony Davis or Kyrie, they're the Bridgies 2.0.
I don't agree with that.
I'm good with that.
I do.
I mean, in the short term, they are. But when Tatum fully matures and Brown, if he gets more time and is allowed to be the guy when he fully matures, let's see. And then when Horford comes off the books, they manage their money properly, will they have room for max space? Then you add someone to Tatum. Hopefully Hayward gets healthier. I don't think they're doomed at all. At all. I mean, the more I look at it, the more I think that's a more likely path to the championship than Kyrie and Anthony Davis, who don't want to be here and the other guy wants to be a Laker. So, what's more likely? That you're going to convince Kyrie that this is the place for him and then trade for Anthony Davis, convince him to stay?
Yeah, I'll take the talented mercurial pains in the asses trying to convince them.
So I will. So
bring me the a-hole.
So will I. But they don't want to stay here. So then what are you left with?
Yeah, I'm just telling you that, listen, the reality is you may not have a choice.
This is what I'm saying.
Okay, but the part where I get off your bus is when you say that the path to a championship. I don't think that group's going to win you a championship.
No, they'd have to add.
So that's the part that I look at and say, I'll like them better. They'll be good, but they won't win it.
We've got Joe in Bedford on the Celts. Hi, Joe.
Hey, how you doing? My concern is Brad Stevens. I think he's in way over his head with this type of talent. And if he can't in a way control Kyrie, how's he going to deal with Anthony Davis with that kind of star power?
Okay, so it's a fair question. Anthony Davis may be a handful. What?
I wish that Jones was here to do his whole G. Willikers thing.
Ahead. Like,
no, I'm not going to, because he does it better. Oh, G. Willikers, Anthony, don't you like it here better than L.A.? It's a fast city and all the traffic.
This is a Kyrie thing. Stevens had no problems handling this team, even the mouthy little peanut, until Kyrie got here. So this team did not look like this. It did not start underachieving until Kyrie Irving showed up. So if Stevens has an issue, it's a Kyrie issue. It's nothing else.
Well, it's partly Stevens.
But it started with Kyrie.
Well, sure.
He didn't have a problem with the team until Kyrie Irving got here.
I'm just telling you, Kyrie's a pain in the ass. No two ways about it. A more experienced, veteran NBA coach, maybe someone who played in the league that could actually relate to Kyrie on some level other than just as a college coach, might have more success. That said, I don't want Kyrie picking the coach the way LeBron picked the coach.
Okay, well, that's sort of the next step in these, in this superstar entitlement. I'm glad you brought that up because that's next. Well, I mean, they've done everything else for the guy. You know, that's usually what you have to do for the LeBron type is give him his coach. So
the thing with the minutes really is proof how much their antenna is up. Like,
oh my God.
The social media and the way that they talk about it going into the All-Star break and like, hey, it's fine if he plays there. Like, that was embarrassing. But that, like, you can tell. They probably have someone just like, listen to whatever he says. Listen for any, like little thing that he says. If you pick up on anything, we need to know about it because we have to make Kyrie happy. We have to.
Again, it's the the ass-kissing of Kyrie. This is now their goal, to make Kyrie Irving happy. That's feels like all they care about. Again, Kyrie Irving said this to Rachel Nichols over the weekend at the All-Star break.
You know, you got to understand that. I initially didn't play the minutes I wanted to play. I'm 26 years old, heading into my prime. Like, why do I have to wait for anybody? You know, Terry Rozier he played in the playoffs. He did extremely well. Coming back, that's a natural competition that me and him have. Like, it is what it is. Like, no one wants to say it, but I will.
Okay, so he says that at the All-Star break. The next thing you know.
Yeah, some lowly intern that's watching ESPN 24/7 calls Danny. Oh, my God, he's not happy about the minutes. Tell the coach.
First two games back for the first time as a Celtic. Kyrie Irving plays 41 minutes plus in back-to-back games. Most minutes he's ever played in back-to-back games since he got here a year and a half ago. And Terry Rozier, who he sort of calls out in that comment, falls into the dumper. So it's like, hey, they're doing everything is about making Kyrie happy, and he's still not happy.
Good. Keep trying.
Love it.
Keep trying. Pull his pants down. Kiss him on the ass.
We've got Nana in Wakefield with some craft thoughts. Go ahead, Nana.
Hi, I just wanted to talk about Mr. Kraft.
Go ahead, Nana.
He left $60 for a hand job. You know why he left? You know why? Because he has a big temper.
Okay, Nana, thank you. You got that, Billy?
That really was Nana.
No, that was Nana. No question about it.
Folks.
Absolutely, Nana.
You know, you want to listen to the final word in 12 minutes. We'll have to beep out the word, but.
Billy, absolutely.
That was great.
Brilliant. Maybe one of the top five calls we've ever gotten in 9.5 years.
It's just.
That was tremendous.
Can you beep out? Do you have to beep out the whole thing? Can you keep half of it in there?
So you can keep half of it.
Yeah, you can keep half.
You can?
Yeah. And.
Am I keeping the H or the J?
Right, exactly. The H.
I think the J. You can
so stop. Final word comes your way at 5:55. Thomas in Norwood. Go ahead, Thomas.
Hi, how we doing, fellas?
Good.
I just wanted to talk about the trade deadline regarding the Bruins.
Yep.
I'm not really mad at what they did. I think I'm just more upset that they gave up what they did for Johansson. And they didn't get Gustav Nyquist, who was a better player. Thanks, guys.
Okay. Do you know they were in on Nyquist? They wanted Nyquist. They matched the San Jose offer, even bettered it, but Nyquist blocked the trade to the Bruins. And Nyquist had a full no trade clause. So he blocked the trade to the Bruins, accepted it to the Sharks. Really not their fault. Nyquist wanted, he just thought there was a better, he thought the Sharks were a better team.
He's probably right.
Oh, no, he is right. I think the Sharks are a better team. Whether they go farther or not, I don't know. But, maybe he looks at the Bruins going up against Tampa in the second round and says, well, that ain't going to happen. And there's a little bit of an easier road out west, and San Jose's a hell of a team. And so I can't really blame the Bruins there. They were in on him. They wanted him. They put in a good offer on the table. He blocked it.
So that should actually give you a little cause for optimism, that they were targeting a guy like that at that cost, and it wasn't their fault. Right? Like, that's actually a good sign.
Peggy on the road, what do you got for me on Kraft?
Felger, it's going to be hard to follow up with Nana.
Oh, my God.
listen, I think Mr. Kraft just needs to fire the seedy lawyer that he has. He needs to just come out and say, listen, I made a horrible mistake. I lost my wife. I'm lost without her. I miss her to the depth of my being. I don't want to bring anybody into my home. I don't want to certainly get involved with anybody that is employed by me or by the Patriots. All I was doing was, you know, going to get a good for a service with a woman that I thought, you know, was amicable for that. I was wrong.
So Peggy,
terrible mistake.
That's it. I mean, you nailed it.
You couldn't pen a better apology.
Honestly, you don't even need to say that much. All you need to say is, I miss my wife terribly. I have good days and bad days. And, I was vulnerable and made a poor choice. That's it. You don't have to get in a Patriots stadium, bring any people in, services, nothing. You don't have to get in any of that.
And there's a bunch of different ways he could spin it, engender sympathy, really a ton. And that's certainly one of them. It starts with saying, I take responsibility for my actions, especially on the legal front. Never mind the PR front. The PR front's the way to do it. You know, admit your mistake and, you know, people rally around you when you're honest about it and admit your failings. That's how you get people on your side. So the PR front, obviously, but even the legal front. Again, the pretrial diversion program, the case against Kraft will be dismissed. No conviction, no record, if he simply accepts responsibility for his acts, pays the fine, maybe goes to a class, community service, and accepts the charges. They will drop it. All he has to do.
I mean, to me, that's the right way to go. And now, again, I don't know the specifics of the case like an attorney would, and I suppose there's an element in this of him, you know, just matter of procedure. You hire an attorney, and he investigates what the details are, what he can fight, what he can't fight, and then you go from there. But the part that bugs me is that initial comment from the spokesperson denies that he, or what is
categorically denies that he did anything illegal. I've been ranting about that for 2 days.
No, I know you have. I know you have. When you go back to that, it's like, ooh.
Here we go. Deny, accuse. Here we go.
Like, if you want to tell me that the, you know, hiring the attorney is a matter of procedure and course, fine. I'll allow for that, too. But you add that and who he hired with the comment that was made, oh, man, just take the penalty.
No, is this what we're doing?
Take the medicine and move on.
So we'll see. Matt in Worcester. Go ahead, Matt.
Hey, how are you? I got a question for Murray. Hey, Murray, what do you think happens first? Marcus Johansson and Brad Marchand get into a fight at practice? Or Marchand teaches that rented mule how to lick someone's face?
I don't know why we're asking.
Yeah, I don't know.
That call was a waste of time.
I agree. Waste of time.
Doug in what, Murray?
I was going to say, I hope he can score. That's all.
Doug in Dover on Kyrie Irving. Yes.
Dogger, I got a thought for you. Can you imagine, first of all, whatever happened to Celtics pride? Can you imagine Danny Ainge if he went when he played to L.A. and played on Magic's team? It would never happen. He would not show up. Like, I know this is the NBA that made it, instead of East and West, it's LeBron's team. But why does Kyrie go there? I think what he did is treasonous. It's borderline treasonous. No more Celtics pride in this town. It's an embarrassment. And Danny Ainge should be embarrassed of himself.
I mean, the groveling to Kyrie Irving is beneath you. Beneath the Celtics, it's, again, I've said Red Auerbach would be rolling over in his grave. Even if Red bent over backwards for Bill Russell, did he ever do this? Did they ever do this for Bird? Did they ever do this for anyone? This is unseemly, man. It's gross.
Yeah, I would keep doing it.
Yep, stay to today's NBA.
Yep.
That's what you got to do.
Keep kissing his ass. Do whatever you do. Massage his feet, tie his sneakers for him, file his nails, whatever you got to do. Whatever Kyrie wants for the next few months, give it to him. On July 1st, if he re-signs, give him a whole new set of rules.
Final word coming your way next featuring Nana.
Felger's expert analysis.
Not from this talk radio crazy.
Naz's hard-hitting questions.
What am I, like the freaking abrasive police here?
The caller's bringing knowledge to the table.
Naz, the adults are talking.
It's time to recap this four-hour show in 4 minutes. It's the final word on Felger and Naz on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
And the final word brought to you by Town Fair Tire. If you're looking for the best deal on tires, there's only one place to go. That's Town Fair Tire. The best prices and great free services. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody.
Nobody.
All right, three pieces of sound to get to in the final word today. So we'll start with Felger and where he wants all the vice to go to in New England. And that is the fine state of New Hampshire.
North.
As someone who's smoking weed in my past, I'm not thrilled that weed's legal.
Like I am.
As I like to say, that's what we have Rhode Island for and New Hampshire for. I don't want it legal in my... I'm sort of that guy. I don't know if I want prostitution legal. I'm not sure if I do. I mean, he's right. He would eliminate... You know, it would eliminate a lot of the stuff that they deal with now that was eliminated with the marijuana stuff. I mean, I agree with that. But I don't know. Not legal, you know, sexual massage parlors on your block? Okay, you can have on your block. I don't want on mine.
So what are we going to have, the red light district here now, like Amsterdam?
Legal sex parlors? You can have it. Again, that's why we have New Hampshire. Derek in New Hampshire, go.
Hey, I just want to, like, clarify. You keep mentioning New Hampshire. Like, oh, I don't want to be in New Hampshire, or I don't want to be like New Hampshire because of, like, marijuana laws. We don't have legalized marijuana.
It's a joke. It's a joke, Derek. My point is, I want the vices in the next town over, not mine. That's all. Or the next state.
Next time we'll say Vermont.
This is for me to dump on. It's a two-pronged thing. The legal marijuana, the legal massage parlors, the legal sex dens. If we're going to do it, don't do it in my neighborhood. This is why we have New Hampshire. That's a two-pronged joke.
It's a joke based on your license plate.
It's
Rockhead.
It's... We dump all of our crap in New Hampshire and Rhode Island. That's what you're there for. For us to dump our crap and for us to do, to, you know, service our dirty needs, our vices.
Okay? And buy fireworks.
So it's just a joke. I don't even know what the laws are there. That's not the intention of that comment.
Yeah,
it's
fireworks.
Dump on New Hampshire. Right. I want to stop in your state to take a leak, buy some fireworks, some drugs, and get a massage, and then I want to go home. That's what your state's for.
Yeah, I was up there the other day getting some cherry bombs.
The Celtics, as we know, this year they have their problems.
Some bottle rockets and a Roman candle.
Celtics have their issues in 2018/19. Whose fault is it? Well, I have an opinion. Maz obviously has an opinion. What about Felger?
I don't care who we blame. Blame Kyrie if you want. Blame Rozier if you want. Blame Brad Stevens if you want. Blame Ainge. Blame the basketball gods. Here's what happened. He bitched about his minutes. They're giving him more. Rozier's getting less, and his game's gone in the toilet, and they've lost two straight with those big minutes. That's what happened. Blame who you want. Discuss.
Okay, who are you blaming?
I'm just facilitating the conversation.
Exactly.
Good job.
Thank you.
Yeah. Straddle that fence.
On that note, back to your phones after this. And I still didn't answer it.
Nope.
Oh, that's you couldn't wash your hands of that one fast enough.
Perfect.
A long pause there.
Just perfect.
I don't care who we blame. Blame whoever you want. Yeah. Just blame someone and don't ask me who I'm blaming.
Finally, let's relive a call that just came in within the last 10 or 15 minutes.
Awesome. Nana.
We had Nana in Wakefield weighing in on the Robert Kraft story.
Wow. Nana in Wakefield with some Kraft thoughts. Go ahead, Nana.
Hi.
Nana.
I just wanted to talk about Mr. Kraft.
Go ahead, Nana.
He left $60 for a job. You know why? Because he has a big tipper.
Okay, Nana, thank you. Wow.
She said he's a big tipper?
Tipper.
Temper.
Temper. I thought she said he's a big tipper.
Because he's got a big temper.
No, big tipper. Let's hear it again real quick.
No,
the other thing is, I thought she was going in a different direction than that.
Yeah.
You know?
No, because he's a big tipper.
Yeah.
I get it.
Yeah, it sounded like she said he has a...
No.
Right.
Nope, because he's a big tipper.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Help LineMA.org.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. It's guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield. Field.